Thank you for calling customer service. Jacob, how may I help you?
Hi, Jacob. Today I was informed that there was a $50 charge on my credit card that I'm unaware of, and the bank gave me your number so that I could call and find out why.
All right. I'll be happy to look up your account if you can give me a zip code, please.
93386.
And your first and last name?
Douglas Folds, D-O-L-D-S.
I appreciate that. So, for security purposes, can you verify the shipping address?
My shipping address is P.O. Box 6394, Bakersfield, California, 93386.
All right, I appreciate that. So, I got your account pulled up. It looks like this is in regards to... One second while I wait for my computer to catch up with me. All right, so this is in regards to Keto and Cleanse Bake back on 29th of December.
This is in for what?
The products are a Keto and Cleanse weight loss supplements to help regulate your metabolism and may help you give you a boost of energy. And that was all the way back in December the 29th. The order was first placed, and then it recurred every month thereafter, so for January, February, and March.
Okay, so I haven't received any of these products.
You haven't received the products since
I got the first
December?
Two.
Okay.
Yeah, I still haven't used them. They're still sitting here. I haven't even tried them yet.
So you only got the initial product? You never received anything after that?
Nothing. And so you need to cancel this.
Well, it looks like you've already talked to a previous agent a few minutes ago, correct?
Okay, so there's two different charges, but they gave me two different numbers.
Yeah, they give you two different numbers. In case you can't get us on one, you can get us on the other.
Well, there was a $94 charge and a $50 charge for these products, and I haven't seen them. So that's why I was calling. I'm like, I haven't charged no $94 or $50 to my account for anything, nor have I received it. So she was telling me that, I'm still liable for something that I haven't received and that I can't send it back. Is that true? I mean, even if I still receive it, how can I send back something I haven't received?
Okay, I understand that. And it is true that they are not taking any returns because of the health and safety regulations we are currently under.
Oh.
However, if you haven't received products since the first initial purchase, how come you haven't called us until now?
Because I didn't know that it was a reoccurring thing. And I want you to know that my first purchase was sent to my neighbor, and I waited almost 30 days to get it from her because she's disabled and she doesn't answer her door. And then finally my neighbor got a hold of her to give me those two products because they were delivered to the wrong apartment here where I live. So,
all right, so I do see the P.O. box that you put in. Now, the shipping address has a street name that is not what you gave me.
Yes, my shipping address is my P.O. box, but I guess you guys don't deliver to P.O. boxes, so...
Well, they do. The problem is the shipping, and that's the billing address. The billing address, I have the P.O. box number. The shipping address is completely different.
Well, I'm not sure. Yes, it's 2400 Goldenrod, number 209, Building 9.
Yeah.
But the lady around the corner left me a note on my car saying, hey, I got these two products for you over at my house. They delivered them to my P.O. I mean, my mailbox.
Wow.
I haven't seen anything since. So, she's got a stock up over there now, but I haven't heard anything else. I mean, if she would have received them, she probably would have got a hold of me again. I don't know. I haven't talked to her. I rented her apartment after she moved downstairs.
Okay. So have you just not noticed your bank statements until just now, because like I said, that was from December until now.
Yeah, okay, so they called me up last night and said, we think there's some fraudulent activity on your account. And they're like, have you spent $94 or $50 on any of these two accounts? And I'm like, no, I haven't spent that. I haven't been out of my house. Like, for the only thing I went out for was to go to the college to drop off my ceramics in the last couple of weeks. And so I called them up today, and they gave me the information today, so I'm calling you. Or they gave it to me yesterday, so I'm calling you today to try and work it out. Now, they're going to make me come in and get a brand new credit card, because I'm like, no, I didn't make a $94 charge, or no, I didn't make a $50 charge.
Well, I can tell you right now that it's not, you don't have to get a new car. Now, the agent you talked to, it looks like earlier today, already canceled your account, so there aren't going to be any further charges or discrepancies. And since that is the case with the products, now I could offer you just a completely free reship of those products, and I can offer you a 50% refund on those last two current charges. But the only charges I can touch are the ones today.
Well, they're telling me at the bank that the charges are pending, and so they canceled my card, and so they're still pending. They haven't been fulfilled, so I don't need a refund. I just need you to cancel them out.
Okay.
I didn't get the product, and I didn't. I don't want it. I haven't even used the one that I originally signed up for.
Okay, well, I mean, they do help with regulating metabolism and boosting your energy, so they are worth taking, at least if you still got the products on hand. But the agent you already talked to canceled your account already. Did they give you a cancellation number?
Yes, it was C1B7319-2A50.
Yeah, okay, so you are, like I said, you're already canceled out, so there's not going to be any further charges, shipments, or discrepancies moving forward.
Okay, thank you very much for your help today.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I could do for you?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, thank you for calling Customer Service, and I hope you have a better day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.